the way to find this old or to prevent this disappearing tradition is actually is to create, like Béla Bartók, my hero. I think why we're trying to dig in the future from the past is because there are so many good things in the past. Actually, that's why we are digging the earth for many, many things, not just the oil, but also music oil. That's for the future too, yeah.
Why do you say Béla Bartók is your hero?
I like Béla Bartók always trying to find the voice of the future, the voice of the world, the voice of the new orchestra, a future orchestra, but through digging very, very honestly side of your life experience, your life color. And what he did is trying to return to the deep side of his growing roots, finding all those ancient music. And from those ancient music, then he find very interesting intervals, very interesting attack, very interesting colors, very interesting breathing and the dynamics. All those things become very interesting. And the same thing as I learned so much from Béla Bartók. Sometimes they call me, I don't know, it's good and bad. They call me, oh, this is Tan Dun, it's like a Chinese Bartók. I like that. It's because I really admiring Bartók is because the folk music, not just a folk, not just state as a custom in your mind, but actually from a historic point of view, it's like a old river running all the time. And you really, if you paid attention trying to find out where those music came from, and they will give you a lot, actually overwhelming a lot. You cannot bear to really hold it. It's rich tradition will tell you what kind of composer, what kind of artist you should be.
So when applying that to this piece, this work, you have 13 songs. And are these songs, they're either sung or sewn or written down, never spoken?
These songs, mostly all of them are always singing from a mother to the daughter. And so to me, I have to record it. Then second, I have to transpose it into the modern notation, which is very, very difficult because most of the notes you have to find in between the gaps of the two keys of the pianos. And of course, besides that, you have to really find the way actually to orchestrate it or to have the future sound to have a dialogue with it, because those sound mostly from primitive village and from primitive status. You need to have a new technology mind, actually new knowledge of a scientific mind actually to handle this raw materials. It's the same thing like you are, if you're minded, industrial scientist, if you dig the deep earth, find something very interesting, very interesting stone, very interesting oil, very interesting liquid. And you have to pay some attention with the new knowledge. Same thing as art and music. When you find something very, very interesting, like why this tone is tritone, why the rhythm is like this, why the language, why this, everything associated with new knowledge study. So that's why I always tell myself, you know, to find out where you came from is a better way to find your way to go.
Does this secret language continue among these women?
Basically, the language has been vanishing for the last 50 years, and since the Cultural Revolution, and every woman was treated as witches, and everywhere to go they were beating and trying to catch, and they trying to hide and trying to tell people they are just normal. But of course now I'm be one very fortunate, could be friend of them and could be let them singing out, and I want the rest of the world to hear the son of women, I mean, the real woman. I mean, they are mothers, they are sisters, they are daughters. So I also want people to hear this beautiful song, because it's like a river. and the sounds I hope gonna run forever. And all the sounds, actually, all the songs they're singing is like a woman's Bible, teach you how to be a good mother. I think that's beautiful, actually.
They are beautiful portraits expressing joy, sadness, celebration, and most of all, I guess, the relationship between the women. And they're no longer secret now with this work.
Yeah, but it's still shared this secret with many other undiscovered secrets, maybe. Because that's very, very fascinating about our life through arts and music creation, is because everything always has a secret side. Like the people, like the animal, like the universal, I mean, the arts through the color and sound always lead you to this kind of place. I feel so honored to share with my secret or those women's secret with your hidden secrets, maybe somewhere a lot.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.